Good evening. Hello. Welcome to Tate. I'm Stuart Comer, curator of film here, and it's a huge, huge pleasure to welcome all of you to this first major survey of the films of Mary Menken in the UK. Like probably many people here, my first encounter with Mary Menken was actually via Andy Warhol. She stars in two of his films, Chelsea Girls and also The Life of Juanita Castro, which we'll be showing tomorrow at noon. And she was just such an incredible, bizarre, and dynamic figure, and little did I know that she'd made all these incredible films. Well, luckily, there's been a lot of research going on in the last few years about these films, and I'd like to welcome Melissa Ragona this evening from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, who will be introducing the films and then joining us afterwards with Lucy Reynolds. Lucy came to me about 2 years ago with the idea to curate this retrospective of Mary Menken's work, and it was a thrilling prospect, and it's great that it's finally here to happen tonight. So I'd like to again welcome both of them later. I should also mention, you know, I think with many prominent women in the history of experimental film, I think the two that would probably come to the top of everyone's lists would be Maya Deren and Germaine Dulac, but for whatever reason, Menken has notoriously been absent from those lists, and I hope tonight maybe we can start to move her into focus a little bit. I think these are amazing films, and I hope you'll all agree. I just quickly wanted to introduce Melissa, because before she comes on, I'd also like to thank very much Jonas Mikus, who has actually sent a video that he shot on Thursday in tribute to Marie. They were both obviously Lithuanian and close confidants and friends, and I think what he has to say is quite touching. So after the Jonas Mikus introduction, again, I'd like to welcome Melissa. She's currently working on several projects, a major Warhol book, a project on film and sculpture. What sounds very interesting is a project on informational aesthetics and informational visualization and its relationship to structural film. And she's just curated a show at the Mattress Factory in Pittsburgh called Pre-Drive After Technology. And she recommends that you check out the website because there's a lot of blogging and projects by groups like PaperRad online currently. So welcome, and I'd like to welcome Jonas Mikus virtually, and I hope you enjoy these incredible films. Thank you.
Marie Menken.
Yeah, it's a hard act to follow. Great. I'm Melissa Ragona, as you know, and I just wanted to say a little bit about how I got into thinking about Marie Menken. Primarily, it was through Warhol, but also through an exchange with P. Adam Sitney, and of course, going to Anthology all the time, which is where I actually learned about experimental film and kind of grew up with experimental film at Anthology Film Archives. But I'll say a little bit more about that later when we do the Q&A stuff. I really want to start out by thanking Lucy Reynolds, right, and Stuart Connor for inviting me to be a part of this. I just want to say the program is really amazing. And what's fabulous about it is one thing that Lucy and I were just talking about it is that if you're researching and thinking about Marie Menken, of course, you have to think about everything around her to get at her, right? Because there's very little documented about what she thought about her own films, what other people thought about them, right? Because she was kind of didn't get recognition, in fact, still doesn't have full recognition until much later. So it's that kind of work around it, and I think this program does a fantastic job at doing that. It forces us or points us in the direction of New American Cinema, which is kind of the thing surrounding her, right, that Jonas Mikus founded with a bunch of other people, right, Gregory Markopoulos, Carolee Schneeman, all these people are at the beginning, Tony Conrad, of this new kind of movement, right, that is critiquing Hollywood and thinking about independent distribution, thinking about the everyday as an act of art, right, like the historical avant-garde did as well, but kind of bringing that further. And then, of course, the Gryphon Group, right, which Willard Moss and Marie Menken founded themselves, and then we have Henry Ford and Markopoulos and a whole bunch of other people kind of coming out of that. So those two things I just want you to have in your head as you go through the 2 days of watching all this stuff. And of course, that's the way to frame it. And I know we have a lot of experimental film scholars in the audience and who will be here tomorrow.